Economists Gone Wild. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A 62-year-old man looking to satisfy his libido and an attractive hotel housekeeper. It's a classic French farce. Except in this case, the man is French economist Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who happens to run the International Monetary Fund. And now, because the housekeeper entered his $3,000 a night room at the Manhattan Sofitel just as Strauss-Kahn was emerging naked from the shower, and because he allegedly thought to himself, "This is my lucky day, vive la France," and allegedly chased her down a hallway and pulled her into a bedroom, and because he then left not only his DNA behind but his cell phone, allowing the cops to track him to a plane about to take off from JFK, because of all that, we're hearing stuff like this.
The impact of the scandal, whether Mr. Strauss-Kahn is found guilty or not, is to delay important negotiations for distressed economies, including Greece, Portugal, Ireland, Pakistan, and for post-Mubarak Egypt.
In other words, it could throw the world's finances into turmoil yet again.
I think it's quite a big and probably calamitous change.
Why does this stuff happen? Why does one economist have so much power? But Dave, you say, who knew economists even had libidos? Everybody, that's who.
Strauss-Kahn also had a reputation as a predatory womanizer.
In fact, the guy's nickname in France is the Great Seducer. See, you can't get a job because you once cracked a bad joke at an office party, but this guy gets hired to control the world's economy. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.